Okay, tonight is Zayin Av. Zayin Av, we know, is already brought down in Chazal. It was the beginning of Tisha B'Av. But also Zayin Av is the Nesiv Shalom's yard site. So I thought it would be very apropos to say, let's learn a little Torah from the Nesiv Shalom as that connects with the Beis HaMikdash, with Tisha B'Av, to be able to properly prepare ourselves. Bezat Hashem, hopefully the Tisha B'Av in Yerushalayim. But talk to you a little bit about Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, the Yishtarkikos, our learning should be in Tzchus for Shlim from Mordechai Yaakov Yehuda ben Rivka. It says in the Siv Shalom, in his first essay in Ben Avitzarim, and he calls this Mashmos Avels Hishtoikus V'Gagun. You want to know what the avoda of the Ben Avitzarim is? His Hishtoikus V'Gagun. The avoda of the 3 weeks is to have desire for the Beis Hamikdash, for desire for Yerushalayim, for desire for Eretz Yisrael. He says Chazal Amar Shalom V'Dorsh Bechos Moed. Chazal tell us that it's important 30 days before to be able to learn the halachas of the moed. The nichlal bezesh bechos man miyuchad eitzal yehudim tzarech lima v'zamech ba mashmus of anitzchus shebo. And we have to understand that Jews have to be able to learn the halachas. You have to be able to have it's eternal. How to properly prepare yourself? Just like you prepare yourself with food for yontif, person has to prepare themselves spiritually. V'al derech ze yishlo haven inyon avelos haruchuban mimein benem tzarech tishah bav. You have to understand what is the avelos of the churban. What's the avails of the 3 weeks of Tisha B'Av? Sharei Eitze Koloch HaChag LaMoadim Inyanim Nitzchi. We know about all the Moadim, they're all eternal. Mao Tif Tafkid Hayomim. What's the Tafkid of these days of the 3 weeks of Tisha B'Av? V'vada Inze Raka Mashmas Pshuta Shalveil Sos Alba Masha Haya Ve'inenu. And the Nesiv Hashem says so beautifully, it's not just simply about what we had and that we don't have. Shekein Am Yisrael Eino Shomer Al Zichrono Sha'over Ba'ama Imlo Shahem Kshurim Lahoyve V'Lasid. Says the Nesiv Hashem, what a beautiful insight. He says, we only think about things in the past that have a potential for the present and the future. So it's not just about thinking about what we had and finished. We only think about and mourn for things that we can be able to bring to the present and to the future. And this is what he says, Chasoyfim Chazal Talos HaParech of Aleph, Gzeira Al HaMeis Sheyishtachech Min Alev. When someone passes away, there's a gzera that after a certain time, a person is able to be able to, it's a true nechama, that a person is able to forget that from their heart. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Tehillim and Av, nishkachti kemes milev, that I forgot the dead one from my heart. But we know when it comes down to it, comes to Yerushalayim, we don't want to forget. Like on kasuv, imashkachech Yerushalayim tishkach imini, if I forget Yerushalayim, I forgot my right hand. Ki Yerushalayim idavar chai. There's no shichacha when it comes to Yerushalayim. There's no forgetfulness. We can't forget Yerushalayim. Says in the Yerushalayim, if I forget Yerushalayim, it's like I forgot my right hand. So he says at the end of the day, what's our avoda? What's our avoda starting right now, the next three, four days before Tisha B'Av, in honor of the Nesiv Hashem's yard site? What's our avoda, says the Nesiv Hashem? We'll say it outside, we'll say it inside. He said, our avoda is hishtokikus. Our avoda is to yearn and to seek and to daven for the Rebbeinu Hashem to come home and to bring us home to Yerushalayim. To bring us home. We're done with the virus. There's no new normal. There's no normal. I don't want to go back to normal. One of the Rebbeim from BRI says that there's no normal, no new normal. I want to go home. We want to go to Yerushalayim. You might live in Teaneck, you might live in Utah, you might live in LA, you might live in Florida, New York, in the five towns, wherever you live, that's your house. But a home, your home is Yerushalayim. That is Shtoikikus. I know, at least for myself, we're not in camp this summer. Rebbeinu Hashem had other plans. But I know that first day when you get home, and you're able to get home into your own bed, after being 2 months away, you know, in camp conditions, they're not your regular conditions. That you can't explain what in that first night when you get into bed, there's no explanation. When you get off a flight from Eretz Yisrael, that first shower, you get it from a 10-hour, 12-hour, and your kids are going crazy in the plane. You can't explain that. We have to take that, those feelings. That's coming home. That is shtoik, at least for me. When you come home that first time, and when you see the kotel for the first time, and you haven't been to Israel in a long time, Eretz Yisrael in a long time, you see the kotel. We have to have that hishtoikus every single minute, every single day. And this is specifically the avod of these days, of the 9 days and 3 weeks. You want to know what the avod is? How to bring the Beis HaMikdash back? How much do you miss it? What's your tshuka? So Yisrael ain't a mashlima l'rega echad im zeh Beis HaMikdash charev. The tamin hey malim is rechonu aliba meshogim tamin masal yibon abis amitosh. It's got to be always on your heart. At the end of the day, when's the Beis Hamikdash going to be able to come? The Chavetz Chaim always had that bag ready. The Chavetz Chaim always had that bag ready. That bag ready. How many of us have that bag ready? I don't have that bag ready. Let's get that bag ready. Davar Maimer Maron Hakadosh Mikubrini calls the Kubrini Rebbe Shagarua BeYosu Kasher Mashlimim LaMatzav Kamo Shehu. Kacha Also Nagado BeYosu U Kasher Yehudi Mashim SheEfshar Lichios Gam Bliv Es Amidosh. He calls the Kubrini Rebbe, and all the Sfarim say the same thing. They say that the worst part about the whole Gullus is just being happy with what you have. Just being happy with what you have and not having that burning inner desire of going home to Yerushalayim, of going home. And he quotes a great, beautiful maisa of the Abtei Rebbe, the Oy Yisrael. Maisa shahai eitzal rabbi kosh me'abtei Rebbe, zichus v'nalein yishenichnas elav Yehudi v'tinosav lefanav eskorotsav. What happened was the Jew came to him and he gave him all its tzaros. And the Abtei Rebbe, who was known for his office Israel, he was known for every Shabbos to connect to the Parsha to Israel. The Abtei Rebbe wasn't being mishtatif his tzar. The Abtei Rebbe looked back to the Chassid who came to him with all his problems. He says, "You come to me with all these problems. It's very nice, but did you think about not bringing the Karban Tumah today? You didn't think about that at all." You might have financial problems. And those are all important problems. But what about the Beis Hamikdash? The Yehudi also lahashim mechurban Beis Hamikdash. The Gimel Palmim biyom mevakish Yehudi betfilu Yishlam yechavrach mitoshev v'moyer believe but shuka believe in Yishlam in Beis Hamikdash. We daven 3 times a day in Shemone Esrei Chodesh Baruch Hu rebuild the Beis Hamikdash to be able to bring us home. And specifically the Gimel Regalim we say on Rosh Chodesh, Ka galay kivam achuscha Chodesh Baruch Hu should reveal your kingship. And he quotes the Beis Avram, the early Solon Rebbe's in Mikhtav, Ki agaguim ledaber hem yoser gedolam etzem adover. He says that at the end of the day, you want to know something so special about the Beis Hamikdash? The gaguim, your yearnings and your emotions and your feelings for coming home back to Yerushalayim, that's even greater than being in Yerushalayim. Because at the end of the day, the hishtoikikus, or that Erev Shabbos, Misha, Tarach Erev Shabbos, Yochel Shabbos. Shabbos, maybe we can say, is the Beis Hamikdash. But we have to have the Gaguim on Erev Shabbos. We have to prepare ourselves. We have to have that Hishtoikikus. V'yedezehu reishis b'minim Beis Hamikdash, asher nivne mikoch Hishtoikikus Yisrael, Mishtoikim megalos l'binim Beis Hamikdash, l'yedezehem m'mshichem esbenina b'meher v'aminu. Amen. Says at the end of the day, you want to know how to be able to bring the Beis Hamikdash, how to bring the Beis Hamikdash a little closer every single minute, every single day, by yearning for it, and dialing for it, and thinking about it, and talking about it. Not being being complacent. At the end of the day, I have my home, I have my salary. No, we're missing something. There's suffering in the world. There's a virus in the world for a reason. There's a virus in the world. Kadosh Baruch has told us, he's waking us up. We're lacking something. And he quotes the Oy Yisrael, I'm skipping a few paragraphs just for time's sake. Quotes the Oy Yisrael, the Abtei Rebbe writes, brings down in a Medrash. We know the Pasuk says in Eicha, that Karelei Moed, that really, Tisha B'Av is called a Moed. And not only is it called a Moed, says the Abtei Rebbe, Shelo haya yom Moed Yisrael ki yom shenicha Beis Hamikdash. The Klai Yisrael, says the Medrash, didn't have a Moed as great as the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. How could that be, says the Nesiv HaShom? There was no, not only is it a Moed, says the Nesiv HaShom, but there's no greater day than when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Says the Abtei Rebbe, Ki yom zehu yisod ha-yisodos levinyan Beis Hamikdash levinyan Am Yisrael. Because this was the day, the foundation of the day, of the ultimate rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash of Klai Yisrael coming back to the Ribono Shel Olam. Ki avelos hayom hazeh matzmicha mamshicha segeula. Because that avelos that started that day with the destruction, with the foxes running around, with the Gemara and the Makos, with the Rebbe Akiva laughing, that at the end of the day was the fruition to bring the ultimate geula. And that's exactly what the Abtei Rebbe says. Why Tisha B'Av is called Shelo Haya Yom Moed Yisrael Ki Yom Shenicha Beis Hamikdash. There's no greater day. There's no greater day of the day that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Why? Because there was something much, much greater was happening. The Degula was now on its way, like the Gemara says in Makos Rabbi Akiva. And then the Siva Shalom quotes the Kiddushas Levi, the Pasuk says, in Eicha, Baruch Tivka B'Laila D'Masa Alechya, that we cried at night and our tears were on our face. And the Kedushas Levi says something beautiful, so beautiful and so apropos, so practical. The Kiddush Levi says, when a Jew cries, Kishana Paul Bichyosov, Azai Demos, Shalom Oso Roshim. When you cry about something, or you cry about Yerushalayim and Beis Hamikdash, you do a great thing in Shemayim. Kishadam Paul Bichyosov, Azai Demos, Shalom Oso Roshim. When you cry and you think about Yerushalayim and think about Kadosh Baruch Hu, you do a tremendous, tremendous thing up in Shemayim. Like the Baal Shem Tov says in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh writes, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos tells us, Da mala mala mimcha. No, you have to know what's above for you. The Pasha Pshat is you have to know that there's a watchful eye, a listening ear, everything's written down. But Dal Mal Amcha means, says the Baal Shem Tov, his parish and Pekriyavas, Dal Mal Mala Mimcha. No, what Lamala, what happens upstairs, Mimcha comes from you downstairs. But we know Chazal say that Yerushalayim Shlamata is Kenegi Yerushalayim Shlamata. If we want to bring down Yerushalayim Lamata, we have to bring down Yerushalayim Lamala. We have to be able to do our part down here in every single tear, in every single tefillah, every single emotion and feeling you have. And you direct it towards the Rabbeinu Shem, towards the Beis HaMikdash. Does tremendous wonders. Tremendous things. One of my chaveim, I forgot who, just quoted a great maisa, Rabbi Zemachlis. Rabbi Zemachlis, the story goes that I think it was my friend, Rabbi Jakey Berman, that he said that there were some girls who were cutting some onions in the kitchen as it was kamuvan, by the Machlis home. And the girl started to cry over the onions. And she wiped away the tears. Rabbi Zemachlis said, Don't just let those tears go away. If you're going to have those tears, at least use them for Yerushalayim. Each one of us have things in our lives. We might not be able to think about Yerushalayim. We don't know what the Beis HaMikdash was, but we have painful things in our lives. We have times in our lives where maybe we're bigger or smaller, but we have times in our lives where we felt that choshech. Says Rabbi Tanachas told the girls, and maybe we tell ourselves, let's use those emotions, use those feelings to have ishtokos for the Rabbeinu Shem, ishtokos for to be able to come home to Yerushalayim. And that's exactly what he writes over here. The Sivisham ends up the first paragraph of here. Ella, kivan shabiyom zem ma'orim Yisrael tashuga gulul lebin and bishamidash adayzei yishtokus hus hazos hey matzmicham skan Yeshua. You want to know why the Medrash says there was no greater day that the bishamidash was destroyed for greater moed? Because that was the day that the gulul was started, the yishtokus was started, to be able to bring the ultimate Yeshua, to be able to bring us home. And this is not just something from the Sivisham. If you look in Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap, the prime student of Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk in Ma'aneh Me'morim, in the sixth volume, Ma'aneh HaYeshua, he writes in Perek Lamed Beis, Or HaGeula B'tzoch Chashchach HaGolos, that the aura of Geula can be felt in the middle of Golos. That when a Jew thinks about Eretz Yisrael, and when a Jew has his shtokkus for Eretz Yisrael, a Jew has a yearning for Eretz Yisrael, you have a yearning for the Beis HaMikdash, as if you're there already. Ubnezeh, Imrak Yishtokku Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, Or HaGeula, when a person thinks about Eretz Yisrael, you think about Yerushalayim, what happens? Yikpots kinegim harmoria mitmakom kodosh kodosh masoch hashchagos yair or nogash al geula. You're actually brought into the geula when you think about Yerushalayim. You think about Kadosh Baruch Hu. You think about Eretz Yisrael. You're in the middle of geulas, but you're brought to geula. You're brought to redemption. Like we see, we know what happens when Yaakov Avinu passes by Har Moriah, and he had that shuka lamakom hamikdash. What happens? He says, Is it could be that I passed by the place where my forefathers davened, I davened? What happened? Chazal tells us in Gemara Chulin Tzadi Alef Amabez, Rashi quotes, Kod Yav Da'ite Lamaider Kafso Le Ara Miyad Vayivka Bamako. Yaakovin doesn't go back to the land. Eretz Yisrael comes to him. Eretz Yisrael comes to him, his creeds is a derech to him. So at the end of the day, says that Rav Yaakov Moshe Kalach came Gam Banav Achrav. Imrak Yagbiras Shukasim Eretz Yisrael Geula. If we have the proper shtokus to Eretz Yisrael for the proper redemption, Yiyeh Nechshav Lam Ki Ilu Heim Omnei B'Har HaKodesh Al HaMikdash B'Eretz Avoseim. It's as if we're mamash standing inside the Beis HaMikdash, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So we start. This is, he says a little differently from the Sivah Shalom, but he focuses on the shtokus part as well. There's a part of not being satisfied with Golas, of understanding that there's more to this world. And when a Jew says Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap has the proper shokus in Golus, and you have the shokus to be in Yerushalayim, to be in Eretz Yisrael, it's as if you're mamish there. The power of a shokus, according to the Nesiv Shalom, and according to Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap, is the same thing. According to the Nesiv Shalom, a shokus, yearning for Eretz Yisrael, you mamish built, you're putting stones inside the Beis HaMikdash. And when Chas Shom, a Jew is complacent, and it doesn't have those burning desires for Yerushalayim, you're taking those stones out. Our job over the next few days, says the Nesiv HaShalom, on every single day, but specifically the next few days before Tisha B'Av, is to have a shtokus for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, to have the shtokus for Eretz Yisrael, to yearn for Eretz Yisrael, to yearn for Yerushalayim to be rebuilt, Eretz HaBenuya. And says the Meimarim of Yaakov Moshe Chalap, when a Jew has that proper shtokus, you could be in the middle of Golos, you could be in the middle of Choshech, but at the end of the day, you're mamish in the Geula. Just by Yaakov Avinu, when he passed by Eretz Yisrael, he passed by the Makom HaMikdash, and what happened? He said, how could it be that I passed by? And now Eretz Yisrael came to him, because he had that ishtokagos. And it says of Yaakov Moshe Chalap, each one of us have that ishtokagos, where ki'ilu heim omdi bahar ha-kodesh ha-mikdash b'eretz avosim. When you have that ishtokagos for Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, it's as if we're mamash standing there. Both Nesiv HaShalom and Yaakov Moshe Chalap talk about the avoda of ishtokagos, the avoda of yearning. Yearning for Eretz Yisrael, yearning for the basement, yearning for... Nesiv HaShalom says the yearning, mamash puts you there. And every single tear, you put a stone inside the Beis HaMikdash. And says of Yaakov Moshe Chalap, even when you have the shtokus, you're mamish there already. You're there already. And when we don't have the shtokus, that's galus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to have that a proper shtokus and yearning for Eretz Yisrael. And being okay that sometimes you can't have it constantly, but maybe to be ma'orer ourselves, even in the middle of Shemon Esrei, over the next few days, of those 9 Shemon Esrei we're going to have, Bezer Shem, we're going to have, or whatever Shemon Esrei, or wherever time to be able to talk to Hashem, or Spodus, whenever you talk to Hashem, to talk about your Shalim, talk about your own problems, to be able to understand that it's all about coming back home. Come, all we want to do is come back home. Listen to the story. I'm just going to read it from An Angel Among Men. Highly, highly recommend a biography by Rav Kook, by Rav Simcha Raz. What a beautiful mice this is. It's called Next Year in Yerushalayim. Rav Mordechai Kirschblum recounted, when Rav Kook visited the United States of America, scores of people came to see and meet him. The purpose of his trip, however, was to raise funds for Torah institutions in Eretz Yisrael. At one gathering in the Rav's honor, a well-known philanthropist agreed to give a very sizable donation to the cause, but only if the chief rabbi, Rav Kook, could explain to him a puzzling practice. He says, at the conclusion of both the Seder night and Yom Kippur, Jews around the world over would say, L'shana haba b'Yushalayim, L'shana haba b'Yushalayim. I understand why Jews in Gullus, why diaspora Jews would say this, said the man. But why do Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael say it? Are they not already there? Are they not already in Jerusalem? Are they not already in Yerushalayim? Rav Kook listened attentively to the question and then answered beautifully. The matter is quite simple, my dear friend, he said. For first of all, in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, we add one more word to our tefillah. We say, next year in the rebuilt Yerushalayim. L'shana haba Yerushalayim habenuya. And we still have a long way to go before that request is fulfilled in its entirety. But there is more, continued the Rav Kook with a smile on his face. When we beseech Hashem, when we meet Damon to Hashem, L'shana haba Yerushalayim habenuya, we mean that we hope to be there in the fullest sense, in body, soul, and thought. We pray and daven that our situation will be different than it is today when people dwell in Yerushalayim but are preoccupied with planning trips to America to raise funds. Judging by the size of the man's donation, it was clear that he was especially pleased with the second answer. At the end of the day, it's not enough just to be Jews who say L'shana haba b'Yerushalayim, or Jews who we give money to institutions in Eretz Yisrael. We have to have that L'shana haba b'Yerushalayim habenuya. We have to have that in embodied soul and thought. We have to think about not when my next trips are, but when's my ultimate trip? What am I missing in my life? Am I really happy with America? Look what's going on in America. Am I really, really happy? This country is falling apart. I'm not here. That's not the point for right now. But Rav Kook was saying, we say in Eretz Yisrael, L'shana haba b'Yerushalayim habenuya. We want the Yerushalayim habenuya. That's the Nesiv HaShalom, and that's what Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap, and that's what Rav Kook was saying. Hashem should bless us with the proper shtokus that we have, and the realness and our sincere and genuine feelings, emotions and feelings we have about Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael. Chodesh Baruch Hu should take those tears, and take those feelings, and take those emotions, and finally bring us home to Yerushalayim Be'ez Hashem Yisparach. And Nesiv HaShalom should be Me'el Tzioshir for us and all of Klai Yisrael tonight and Yisrael Tzad Zayinav. And Be'ez Hashem should be Zochet with to see him soon. Nesiv HaShalom, son of Rebbe, who lived in Yerushalayim for so many years. Nesiv HaShalom of Yaakov Moshe Chalap and Rav Kook, all the Sadiqim of Yerushalayim, to be together very soon in the holy city of Yerushalayim, Yerkodesh Be'ez Hashem Yisparach.